Blog Talk Radio.
With me now, Brooklyn. Back on that Brooklyn bullshit. Heh. The year was 2009, nigga, in fact. Yeah, that's the song that almost put me on the map. 100 block, but it ain't make 100 racks. Bad business, niggas ain't know no better. It's always a cold world, call that ski mask weather. Heh. I've been nice since Vance and Leathers, since Hov knocked the man off your polo sweater. Brooklyn. I'm just getting started. Heard they counting me out. These niggas is retarded. Casanova, look what you done started. Can't have a Brooklyn challenge without me up on it. Hollywood, the hidden Brooklyn gym. When niggas say they moving weight, there ain't no Brooklyn gym. Downtown, Jimmy Jazz or VIM. Hitting up Vinny Styles for some new fresh Timbs. And I'm so Brooklyn that I wear them in the summertime. So Brooklyn, I was here before they gentrified. Back when they only tried to kill us. Now they want our parking spots. Back when they were scared to ride the new lots. I'm so Brooklyn, I don't trust nobody. One of them boys in the hood got a sort of shoddy. Don't let that go over your head like a JetBlue pilot. And when I step out the building, I look like Flight Mallet. Myrtle Ave between Troop and Tompkins. Where I'm from, niggas ain't have any options. Had to make our own way, build it brick by brick. Somebody get out of line, you tell them suck my dick. So Brooklyn, your mans could be a functioning fiend. And those alphabet boys, they patrolling the P's. So Brooklyn, the way I talk is my ID. Tell Ock, no onions up on my chopped cheese, bitch. You niggas about to bring me out of character. The quiet one who ain't so quiet, watch I embarrass ya. It's Hollywood, some remember the name. And no matter how big I get, I'm gonna remember the pain. Remember the Nostra ad, remember the change. Remember the U-Haul truck, remember the range. Remember the CI move, it's much of the same. And it was no ticker tape, but it was our first place. Stop playing. Like this nigga ain't the most underrated. Done accomplished wild shit, even when niggas hate it. And I'm better than most, ain't no need to debate it. No need for a Facebook post, no need for a ranking. I do it, got him sick, go ahead, let out all the vomit. Cause if you think I'm gonna stop, you must be out of your bonnet. It's light work paying Brooklyn homage. Tag Fabric Casanova right up under them comments. Do me that solid.
What's going on?
What up?
Happy
it's your boy
Sunday.
Hollywood.
And it's your girl Judy Blue.
Happy Sunday. I know. I was definitely prepared to do a dolo.
If you ain't like, just keep talking to me, like, I would not have made it.
You'd have been out.
Like, talk about like a light.
So I said happy Sunday, but actually we just found out some news that's not happy at all.
Oh, word.
Kobe Bryant is being reported died in a helicopter crash. That sounds so surreal to even say it. It's kind of bringing me back to when Aaliyah passed. And when I first heard that Aaliyah passed in a plane crash. This is nuts. Kobe Bryant is still a huge star, even though he retired from basketball.
He just had a baby.
Yeah, he's still a big deal. This is Kobe Bryant. Sources say that at least three other people were on board. His wife, Vanessa Bryant, wasn't on board.
Thank God.
Thank God for that. The story's developing. It literally just broke, like, minutes before we got on here. Nuts.
That's crazy.
Just nuts.
That is nuts. Rest in peace.
Yes, definitely.
Damn, what happened though?
It's saying five confirmed dead now. This is what happens when something's breaking. The story continues to change. You never know. We probably won't know the official count or what caused anything. Who else was on board? If it was anybody else we know on board, we won't know until probably tonight or tomorrow or some shit. Like, that's just how it goes. He was 41, still so young.
Young as hell.
This is going to be the talk of the day. The Grammys is tonight. It still is going to be the talk of the week, the month, the rest of the month.
Right.
Gee.
Damn.
I'll keep posts on the as it develops and see what happened, and I'll continue to talk about it throughout the show. This happened in the hills above Calabasas. Jeez.
That's crazy because I was saying I wanted to take a helicopter. I wanted to do a helicopter ride.
I was just about to say, I'm always, I'm nervous in general about smaller aircrafts. Like, I get on, like, a huge plane and be good because I feel like there's things in place. Like, even if something goes wrong, even if an engine blows, I feel like they have things in place that could at least allow us to try to get down some way, somehow. It's not just, like, 0 to 60, like, unless you, like, shot down or something. But when it comes to smaller planes, them little two-engine propeller planes or even helicopters, it's like, if something goes wrong, it's like you're going down, it seems. It's like nothing really to – that's the only thing that got me skeptical about getting on helicopters, just because of that.
You talking about you want to jump out of airplanes and stuff. You bugging.
I do. And the only thing was more scarier than jumping out of the airplane is the little plane that we got to take to get to the altitude. That's one of them little shits. I'm more scared of that than the actual jumping out part.
But I don't see it nowhere on the news. That's the crazy thing.
Well, thankfully we have the internet. Yeah. The news, for one, the news is not on, and they're not going to, like, they probably going to take them a little minute to break it. They probably want to wait till they get, like, you know, nobody's probably even in the office.
Probably breaking news and probably breaking
news. It's probably
news
on,
and,
like, the cable network news channels like Cali. CNN, MSNBC, those types.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's on CNN. It's definitely on CNN. Damn. Kobe and four others killed in chopper crash. Damn.
But can you imagine what the family, and you said, like you said, he just had a new baby.
Four daughters.
They said it happened shortly before 10 a.m. That's shortly before 1 o'clock our time.
He had three daughters or four daughters. They was all so pretty.
Damn.
Three daughters. So wait, she just had a baby, so it would make four.
I'm not sure.
Damn.
It said it was foggy conditions in the hills above Calabasas. I don't know if that played a part. The crash ignited a brush fire and made it difficult for firefighters and emergency personnel to get to the aircraft.
That's
crazy. Super crazy. Sikorsky S-76 helicopter.
You just look at him and it's like, this dude is gone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So young, vibrant. You see how, like, it's just like, you could be so healthy, follow the rules, do everything you're supposed to do in life, and you just, it don't matter. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Look at him. He's physically fit, healthy. Family man. I mean, he has faults, but then we all do. And look, like, that's crazy. Fuck that. I'm about to go get me a pork chop tomorrow. Give me a pork chop.
You want to break the rules a little bit?
Crazy. Right, right. Damn, tomorrow is not promised.
Damn. And I just was on his page too, cause this is funny, cause like I know Kobe and not in that way, but like, you know, we know him, but I'm not like this like diehard, you know. But the other day, I ordered these pants, these like basketball pants, and it's his high school jersey. That's the pants I ordered. And I just wore them last week from Lower Merion. That's the high school he went to in Pennsylvania in general. And I just wore them, and I posted lyric from Rick Ross' song when he said, "Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym." Because high school was the time when he really was like, you know, getting his, that's when he was really doing the work to become the Kobe Bryant we know today.
Right.
So it's just crazy to think that, and the pants says his name on the back. It says Kobe Bryant on the back pocket of the pants.
Wow.
So that's just like nuts. I never owned anything Kobe Bryant prior to these pants. And the sound about them just drew me to them. I was like, yo, these are dope. I copped them.
I'm glad you copped them when you did. Because them prices is about to go up.
Mm.
It's got a dope remembrance. You got a dope remembrance, like something dope, like nobody would. How many people you think gonna have that? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dope, that's crazy. And they showing
he will
his moment.
Forever be immortalized from this point on. For anybody just tuning in, we talk about Kobe Bryant. It was reported that he was just killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas. Him and four other people, 41 years old. Damn.
It's crazy. So crazy.
Like, how do we move on?
Right.
But let's like I said earlier, I'll keep any new developments, I'll bring it up. Condolences go to Kobe Bryant and his family. Kobe Bryant's family.
He was always smiling mad big. I'm just looking
seemed
at
like
his
a
video.
Cool dude, like to be around, right?
Damn. Remember we went to that game in the at the
Yeah. Our first time going to Cali, we went to a Lakers game. That was 2015, I think.
Something like that.
And it's funny because they were playing
Who's
Nets,
the
I
other
think,
people,
right?
Though?
Right. We'll know.
It just popped up on my Citizens app.
Damn, you get alerts from Cali on Citizen? I thought that was like
depends
local.
Depends on whatever. Oh, it got. It's video footage.
Somebody got
video footage. I'm about to record
everywhere.
This. Yo, I'm about to record this on my screen grab shit for my.
What is it actually? Does it show the aftermath or does it show it actually going
down?
No,
it shows the helicopter in the air.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm about to record this whole thing. Shows the helicopter in the air. In the fog. I can't hear it though. Because I'm occupied. But it does show fog. Unless that's the that's a helicopter that's just flying
over
the
area.
Right, and not the actual helicopter.
But I wouldn't be surprised because there's people be catching the wildest things, like
everything,
somebody that just so happened to be recording, or it could be from like somebody's house, surveillance cameras. Sometimes, somehow, some way, there's footage of things that you won't even expect.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the helicopter. Is this like a bunch of different clips? Too bad I can't hear it. Wow. That's crazy. Wow. Sad.
Yes, very sad.
I'm lost for words.
Clearly, I am too.
The beginning of 2020. This is we lose somebody already. Like, and I can't even say we because I don't know him personally, but I'm just saying us as people, like, him, you know? Surprising. It's so surprising. Like, you wake up, you don't know that this is going to be the last day for you. And you could be extremely happy. And like I said, happy, healthy, content with life. And you've been did all this and worked to get this far in life to just go in the helicopter crash, car crash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. Scary. So scary. These are some long videos, but it's still recording, and there's one more left. But I hope that it's recording the sound, too. This was just 18 minutes ago.
So that's probably, like, you know,
the
aftermath.
Who are the other people, though? I want to know who are the other people. They didn't even know it says Citizen reported that LAPD and LAFD personnel were responding to a helicopter crash near Willow Glen Street and Los Virgines Road. Firefighters at the scene soon reported that the brush fire broke out near the site of the crash. Citizen uses broadcast footage of smoke rising from the distance. I didn't even know they had Citizens app in California because they don't have it in Florida yet. By 10:33 a.m., firefighters have reported that three of the passengers were dead on arrival. A recent statement by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department confirmed that all five of the helicopter passengers have died. former NBA player Kobe Bryant is among the deceased, according to TMZ Sports and ESPN and NBA reporter Adrian Wojnarowski, whatever his name is. Yeah. All five pronounced deceased. Okay, this is from the beginning. That was the last report. First one said incident reported. That was the last report. It's crazy. I didn't even know they had Citizens App in California. But if you put a certain area, it'll send you notifications for that area.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. All right, let's we'll come back to it, but let's get into what else. I don't even know like how else to go to what else, but
right. Hot topic. Like on the news, like they just be like, oh yeah, this happened. And in other news, like
how do you
change tune like that? I guess that's why they got
we'll
the job that they got, right?
We'll come back to it because, I mean, we could definitely sit here for an hour and just keep reading, like, developments, but it is developing, and we'll get more
mm-hmm.
info. We'll revisit it right before we end the show, see what else
right.
we're talking about. In other news, though, Grammys is tonight, music's
right.
biggest night. And things are, it's going to be different, especially what we just learned, but
right. exactly.
a lot of, for one, I've seen some of the seating arrangement, and I see that Beyonce and Jay-Z is going to be there tonight, and I was wondering that since the whole, they, like, snubbed him that time when they nominated him for 8 and didn't give him nothing that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2018. They didn't go last year. And then he released that song, Ape Shit. He said, tell the Grammys, fuck that over 8 shit. But they're going to be there tonight. So I guess they got over it. And
right.
Beyonce is nominated for, I want to say, like 3 awards.
That's it?
Yeah, for...
She usually be getting more.
But it wasn't really like... She didn't have no real projects out. This is from the
oh, okay, so then
the Lion King.
Okay,
the gift.
Okay.
So yeah.
So.
Because
I'm not saying like that's it. Like, shit, I'm talking about like I just expect her to get way more than that. Maybe on it.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what some of the yeah, this isn't reading the way I wanted to read. All right, here we go. I was trying to go through some of the categories. Damn, Song of the Year got like 20 things in it. It feels like there's a lot.
What?
Song of the Year. Best New Artist, we have, I don't even recognize some of these names in here. Lizzo is up for Best New Artist. Lil Nas X is up for Best New Artist. I'm familiar with Billie Eilish. She's up for Best New Artist. And I don't know who these other people are. Sorry to these other people.
Sorry to them.
Beyonce best pop solo
and those be the ones who win,
right? Exactly, especially
we don't know
those type of awards like album of the year, record of the year. It's like, what? Who is that? How did he beat Beyonce?
Because I never even heard of him.
Best pop solo performance.
Right.
This is one of the categories Beyonce is in with Spirit. She's up against Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Lizzo, and Taylor Swift.
Just another category season. For best pop solo performance, I always wonder what they exactly consider the performance.
I don't think they actually
mean like live performance. I think they just mean like how you sung the song or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, but
I think they're going to get a Grammy this year because they're not going to make them come all the way out here all over again and not get nothing. They like, listen, I beat
it. You got to do right,
so
right.
I'm getting some.
Exactly.
I ain't getting nothing. I ain't showing up.
Lizzo had a big year, though, so I expect her to take some stuff, and I wouldn't even be mad if she took that. Best pop vocal album, The Lion King, The Gift by Beyonce. She's up against Billie Eilish again, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, and Taylor Swift. Now, The Lion King, The Gift album was super dope. Super dope, probably one of her best albums, and it wasn't even technically her album, but just the thought process that went into it, it, like, I don't know if you really listen to it, but the way it goes from, like, start to finish, and everything, like, just cohesive, the songs are dope, it's like one of the blackest albums I ever heard. That shit, it makes you super inspired, super proud to be black. I don't think the Grammys care about that, but in that sense, I feel like it deserves a win for best vocal album. But
The Lion King?
The Lion King, The Gift.
Right. I couldn't watch.
The movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't got time for it.
Sorry to that movie.
Sorry to that movie.
Lizzo got a lot of nominations. I want to say she's probably one of the most nominated of the night. I'm trying to see if Cardi B got any nominations. She ain't really released much. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, speaking of Grammy weekend, you know, there's a lot of events that go down, like the Clive Davis pre-Grammy party, the Rock Nation brunch.
Right.
All of these things, and Nicki Minaj is nowhere to be seen at the at these events. And it's like, why not?
Hello? Because that's not a crowd no more.
Damn.
What?
Sorry,
you probably feel like everybody turned their back on her, you know? When, you know, when shit went left. That's why you shouldn't fuck with your coworkers. That's why you don't fuck with the coworkers. Shit get crazy at the job.
At the job. So the Clive Davis party, Cardi was at the Clive Davis party, but she wasn't at the Rock Nation brunch. Meek Mill was at
you
the
never
Rock
seen
Nation
her
brunch.
There.
Of course, Jay-Z, Beyonce.
She probably was booked and busy.
True.
I think she would have took the time. Because if Lala was there, come on now.
I know a few people who was there too. And it's like, one person in particular, she's always everywhere, it feels like. Like, I don't know who, how she be, like, lining this up, but she be there. She be there. Never fail, she be there.
Well, you find out her algorithm.
Right.
The shit she got going on.
She be there. Always in the mix.
And you be there, too.
Facts.
We be there next year. I'll be your plus one. Trying not to take a picture.
All right, so
like, who
also,
are you?
Grammys, they're doing this tribute tonight to Nipsey Hussle. I feel like they did one of Nipsey
already. No, that was the BET Awards did one, but I could have sworn the Grammys did one too.
Right.
Or did he not pass yet? Where my brain is set up right now, I'm trying to think. Did he already pass when the Grammys aired last year, or was it after? It may have been after.
But I know they did something for him, but I don't know what show it was.
So they're doing one.
There's so many damn award shows. Hard to keep up.
Oh, he passed after. Thanks, Tracy. He passed after the show. So they're going to honor him this year. It's going to feature John Legend, Roddy Ricch, Meek Mill, and a few other people. DJ Khaled, YG.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
I heard about this. It's going to be a lot of people, yeah.
So that's dope. And he's also nominated for a Grammy or two as well.
Right.
Tonight.
Right. Like, this is what I want to know. Like, when somebody passes, right, do they automatically get, like, nominated or get a Grammy because of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, would this person get it if they were still alive? And not saying I'm questioning, what they had going on. It just seems like that's what happened. Right?
Yeah. No, I understand totally. I feel like that does... You wonder that sometimes with certain people.
Right.
It all boils down to people like to. Who said this lyric? I think it was Biggie or Jay-Z. Jay-Z. He said they never really miss you till you're dead or you gone.
Right.
And soon as people die, that's when it's like, yo, he was this, he was that.
Oh, he was
and
right.
Like,
yeah. I'm like,
what? Why you ain't. That's why the whole time give people their flowers while they're here, while they can smell them.
Right.
It'd be like,
give me my flowers. I don't care if they three, if it's 3, 2, or 1. Give me my flowers now. All that shit be so fake.
And Nipsey got nominated before he passed, but it's definitely a different situation now that he has passed.
Right.
It's definitely different. His star rose crazy. Once he passed, he started learning about all of the things that he'd been doing,
Right.
So they're saying it's going to be a memorable performance. His family is expected to attend. The Grammys organizer posted about it. He said, an activist, entrepreneur, and rapper, Nipsey Hussle had a lasting impact on not just his community, but also the culture at large. There's no denying the influence he had, and his legacy will be felt for generations to come. We are honored to bring together this amazing group of artists to celebrate Nipsey's life and pay tribute to his many contributions to music. It's sure to be a memorable performance. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to tonight, the Grammys. Lizzo is also set to perform. Ariana Grande is set to perform. What else is happening? Usher coming out of the woodwork. He's set to perform. I don't know if it's going to be like a new song or if it's going to be like in some other way, like featured on somebody else's thing. But he do have a new song out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
My mom was, she just called. She said Rick Fox may have been on that flight too, but I'm going to confirm
what?
That. But we're going to confirm that. I don't want to.
Rick Fox.
But they were close.
What?
Just wanted to put that out. But we'll see. I don't know.
Right. You never know. And he's friends with people that we
feel
may
like
know.
I should have said that. Yeah, we don't know.
Rock
but
Fox
we'll see. I don't know.
We'll learn.
All right.
We'll learn for sure.
All right.
Thank you, though.
All right.
Talking about the Kobe Bryant plane crash, and we know there was 4 other people on board, but we'll know probably later on tonight or tomorrow, like the identities of those other people. So, yeah. But I was saying about Usher, he got this new song. It's actually pretty dope with featuring Ella May. Maybe he's going to perform that.
Right.
We'll see. Haven't seen Usher.
Tell him the number to call in.
Shows in a while long.
Tell him the number to call in.
Up for the show, 646-716-8544. If you guys want to chime in on anything we're discussing, I'll press 1 if you happen to be on the line already.
Right.
We'll talk about the Grammys. We just spoke a little on the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash is developing.
We'll
get more info as the show go on. We just mentioned Meek Mill being at the Roc Nation party. Let's move on to this situation Meek Mill had with
his ex. I want to hear this.
And her.
What is going on?
Her husband, I guess it is. I don't know. We ain't see no actual.
What you mean?
I mean, we
you
didn't see a wedding.
Damn,
we know they engaged.
Husband.
But we just seen the post that said Mrs. Petty. I don't know if it really married.
She didn't
or not.
Have that long to get married. Well, you're right, but she ain't had that long to get married. So when you get a license, you got a window.
Oh yeah.
So
see, I don't know about that type.
I think
stuff.
It's a couple of months, like 3 months or something like that. But there's a window. You have to do it,
okay.
Or you're going to have to extend it or do it all over again or something like that. But, they got to be married by now.
All right, so we'll say.
I'm waiting for this baby.
Her husband, Kenneth Perry. Is this store, I forget
Petty.
The name of the store, Petty, right? That's funny, right? Because now you're Mrs. Petty. Like, that's
Petty.
A name, right? Mrs.
Yes,
Petty.
I've been saying that, Mrs. Petty.
Mrs. Petty. So
but Petty is like irrelevant, like, you know, frowned upon. So it does not have a good definition. We take it with a good,
right.
The culture takes it differently as far as the definition, like, bitch, you petty, and we'll call ourselves like the petty queen, petty cracker. But in that dictionary, petty is not nothing that you want to be. But that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were at this store in West Hollywood. It's a high-end store. It's not sure. I'm not sure who was there first, if it was Nikki and Kenneth or
Damn.
If it was Meek. But somehow they walked into each other, and then it was like this shouted match. I wanted to play the audio, but we're having technical difficulties with uploading the audio, so we're going to just scratch it. But it went something like, what was the reason? No, I'm just playing. It wasn't that.
No.
No, it wasn't that. But you couldn't really make out everything that was being said, but you heard Nikki's voice, you heard Kenneth's voice, and you heard Meek's voice. And Meek was saying something like, you don't want to talk to me one-on-one. You don't want to talk to me one-on-one. Kenneth is her saying, you pussy, some, and Meek shouted back, no, you pussy. And you heard Nikki say bitch a few times. I guess she was calling Meek a bitch. And who knows why they was even arguing. Like, do you argue
right,
with your
like,
ex when you see them in the
that's
street?
That's what I'm
like,
saying. Like, what the fuck do they have to argue about?
I didn't hear
and
anything.
Not only that, she said something about getting shot or something like that.
Wait, what?
She said something about don't get shot or something she said. Some shit she said. But they were saying
nuts.
He wanted to talk, and Meek didn't want to step
yeah.
off.
Yeah, they said he wanted to, Meek was trying to keep it civil.
He was like, keep that same
and
energy. Nah. He made
Meek
a
was
song
trying to
about
keep it
them.
Civil and talk like adults about whatever they had to discuss. Who knows what y'all even got to discuss. She moved on. You moved on.
Them.
Meek
did? Did you hear that song? Yes.
Nah.
He made a song about them, too. And so
yeah.
I guess now he
so maybe
on his
that
piece
could be
shit, so he like, nah, keep that same energy.
But how long ago was this song? Was it
I
on
don't
the new
know.
Album?
I don't know. I'm just hearing about it. I'm just hearing about it.
So I don't know why, but they was definitely screaming at each other back and forth. And then Meek was escorted out with his like security and stuff. But it's like
nuts.
Somebody still got feelings for somebody. That's the only
ape
explanation
shit.
I could think of.
Ape shit. Bananas. acting crazy.
Super crazy.
They got, but why Meek always arguing with Nicki ex-boyfriends? Like, why are you always arguing with
his
ex-boyfriends?
In this case, it seemed like they were the aggressors in this situation. It seemed like they wanted all the smoke.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Wouldn't you if he wrote a song about you?
I mean, I got to hit it.
I want to know what he said. Me too. I want to know what he said. Because I'm just hearing about it myself.
Let's move on.
Wow. Anyway, let's move on. Like,
Wendy Williams. We spoke about this situation for a while. The divorce is finally settled. The ink is dry on the divorce. It's official.
Which is wicked. It's crazy. But
It's official. It's official. So the details of the divorce has been revealed. So it's being reported as the home they had in Jersey, Livingston, Jersey, that they put up to sell. They say eventually it's going to be split down the middle, 50-50. Wendy Williams gets to keep the house in Florida. That's where her mom lives.
Right.
Kevin, meanwhile, gets to keep the proceeds from another house he owns and recently sold in Morristown, New Jersey. The documents say they each own equal shares of the production company, and apparently Kevin is going to sell off his part of it to Wendy, so she'll be the sole owner. But she's paying him a lump sum plus a severance package, and they didn't reveal the amounts of this.
Why is she paying him anything, right? It's like, he cheated. He went outside the marriage. He should be giving everything up to her. Like, crazy. Not only that, they said that he's supposed to get $1 million off of life insurance or something like that.
Wow.
Crazy. Like,
then,
I don't understand that part.
The whole spousal support thing, that was still up in the air.
That is crazy. He got the same lawyer as Mary J. Blige's husband because she's just not making no sense.
Wendy is also said to keep all the furniture except for one sculpture. And meanwhile, Kevin gets to keep his Ferrari and his Rolls Royce.
Mm-mm-mm. I guess that's probably what she wanted. She don't need none of that. She about to be... She's generating money. This dude, isn't he still her manager though?
No.
Sort of.
I know he still had ties to the production company, but now that the divorce is settled, it's over with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she's been cutting management shit out.
Crazy. That's crazy.
So, last but not least, and I don't really watch this, so you could speak to it more than me, but Power, there's only two episodes left. I don't know if tonight counts one of them, but it's two left. But there was what they call a finale gate. There were some episodes that leaked that revealed who shot Ghost.
Right.
And some people were selling it, saying, cash at me and I'll send you the episode. Did you see any other clips?
I saw one.
I saw one, too.
And it showed his son shoot him.
Yeah, that's
but
the one I saw, too.
Did you hear the... You heard.
Nah, go ahead. What was said?
He said that there was a few released. So that wasn't the only one. It's still a mystery to see who did it because those weren't real and those weren't official. Not only that, but after that clip was released and leaked, Tariq, the son, he's been getting, in real life, been getting death threats.
Yeah.
I think he had like 326 death threats in his DM. Like, these
people
are
nuts.
Fucking wicked. Like, they do not realize that this is not real.
Nuts.
This boy's life is on the line right now because of a show. Like, crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Super wild. So yeah, I did read something about that. 50 said that multiple endings were shot because, in general, they know things leak sometimes. My cousin was telling me who watched that. 50 does this all the time. I don't know because I don't watch, but he said he does this all the time, that he release shit, leak shit, and it don't be the official.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But, yeah, that's the one I seen, too. It showed the son shooting him. Who you think? What you
crazy.
Think? Who you think shot him?
I told you, I'm baffled because I thought it was going to be like a dream. So I can't even tell you because I didn't even believe that he really got shot. Sorry to that man. I didn't think he was really shot. I thought it was going to be a dream. So. But
maybe,
could be three.
Maybe it's still
it could
be.
It's because
but
three.
Then again, is he really? Is this really the finale? If it's the finale, then he could be dead. If it's not the finale,
right.
then they might want to reevaluate. Because 50 was up in the air, like saying like he changed his mind, all that.
Right.
And they all working
knowing
on a
him.
Spinoff called Power.
When they get to the last one, right? He probably
Power Book Two.
Be like, you know what? I changed my mind.
Power Book 2, starring Mary J. Blige. She's, I think her character is going to be similar to Ghost's character, but I was reading that Ghost's character is, like, book smart, and they say Mary's is more street smart. That's what they were saying about the role, and there's a picture that leaked about, not really leaked, but a picture that was put out of her on set filming.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Can't wait to see that. That's,
yeah,
that's
maybe I'll start that one, and that way I'm not already 8 seasons behind when the shit get hot. Like,
Maybe you should just watch Power first, so you get a sense of the characters.
That's too much.
But you're gonna get a sense. You're not a fan, so you're never gonna get it.
You think it's gonna be where I need to see Power? You think it's going to be
not?
Where I have to?
Do you
to,
not
like,
know
not
what the hell
sense.
You're missing? Do you not know what you're missing? Like, you don't...
I'll give Power Book 2 a shot. I'll watch the first episode, and then if it's on some, oh, damn, who is this? Why is this happening? Like, if it's really on some continuation type shit, then all right, I'll have to go back. But it'd probably be different.
I guess.
Taraji and 50 was going at it because, you know, Empire is on their last episodes.
Right.
And 50 is, I think it's being mixed up that they're trying to make it seem like Taraji feels a way. I mean, Taraji does feel the way that 50 was, like, at the show. She's like, why you got to try to tear another black show down? Like, there's so many other shows out there. And I get that. But people was trying to make it seem like he's the reason they canceled. And that's not the case. Like,
well, his show is about to take their slot.
Yeah, I think he's just capitalizing off the situation. Like, 50 Cent, I don't think he had nothing to do with it. Like, I think he's just, it's like, you know, 50 likes to, like, turn the night. So it's
turn
one of those, like, yeah. He's just taking advantage of the situation. And what better way to really do a checkmate on our little rivalry than to get a show
like
that's
that
going to be in y'all's
Daddy,
slot?
Whatever that nigga name is. What was the show? Gotti, right? Irv Gotti. What's the show he had?
I know you're talking about. Tales from the Crypt.
That's a type shit. But, so he kind of was trolling them too, and I didn't even get to see that last episode.
Damn. I wanted to watch that show so bad. I never seen it, though.
I don't know what that show is.
Sorry to that show.
Sorry to that show. Sorry to that show.
I think in this situation, and this series that 50 is claiming is going to be taking over that spot is based on, like, hip-hop cops. And it has to do with, like, the Biggie and Tupac death and, you know, the whole cop situation.
Right.
But we'll see. But I will say that I don't think 50 had any – I don't think that beef is the reason the show is off. I think it had more to do with the Jussie Smollett thing than had to do with that beef.
So Jussie Smollett don't got nothing to do with this. He ain't been on the show.
You said he didn't lose the show, what?
I said he ain't been on the show. You said what? Wait, say that again. You said Jussie Smollett what?
No, I was saying that I feel like, if anything, that Jussie Smollett situation had more to do with the demise of the show than the beef, social media beef 50 Cent had with Taraji and Empire.
Well, no, because 50 was coming at Empire from the gate. Like, nah, my show better. You know what I'm saying? So he was coming at they had before, way before.
Yeah, that's
that.
What I'm saying. That's why I don't think he had, I don't think that was the reason.
What was the reason?
What was the reason? I think he just capitalizing off of the fact that they off and he got a show to replace it. He's just a businessman. He's like, word, that slot about to be open. Look, I got this pitch right here. What y'all think about this? It could fit right there in that 9 o'clock spot. Leveraging the success of Power.
Right.
And there you go. Boom, bang, connect. He got another show he's executive producing too that I want to see about the guy. I think it's called For Life. It's coming on ABC about the guy who he was sentenced to life and then he ended up like learning law. And ended up representing himself. He was his own attorney and ended up getting out. I want to see it. I wish it was a movie and not a series because I'm just like, niggas ain't got time for series. Yo, random sidebar before we move on. I was on Netflix the other day and I'm looking through and if something seemed interesting, I looked up to see if it was a series or a movie. If it was a series, I skipped it. Like, nah, I ain't got time for no series right now. If it was a movie, then I'll watch it. I just want to get in and out. Like, I don't want to be investing in a whole nother situation.
Invested in.
Let's get some updates on this Kobe Bryant situation before we close out the show. So, like we said earlier, it's reported that Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas. 5 people confirmed dead. There's a bunch of different rumors on what happened, who might have been on board. They're for certain that his wife wasn't on board. There's rumors that Rick Fox may have been on it, but again, it's just a rumor. Some other people are reporting that maybe some of his daughters could have possibly been on board, but that's also a rumor. The only confirmation is Kobe Bryant himself. They say Kobe was traveling with at least 3 others. So I guess the 2 other people that makes it 5 may have been like the pilot and then maybe he had like an assistant pilot or something. But
Well, TMZ is reporting that his daughter was also killed. So.
Oh, man.
What?
Damn.
That's what they just updated. They said his daughter was also killed. So I guess that part may be real. Because TMZ is usually... I mean, I'm not going to say they're always right, but they're pretty on point.
TMZ be on it in the mix. Damn, I wonder which maybe his older daughter. Now we don't even know that this situation now. Like, who, which daughter? Damn.
That's crazy.
Right, I think we're just, like, all speechless right now. This is, like, too much. I don't know. That's horrible.
Yeah, super sad. Because it's, like...
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't
need y'all. Gianna Maria Onor, a.k.a. Gigi, is saying, is who is the daughter that was on board. She was 13.
The oldest one?
I don't know. Is she the oldest?
It's either the oldest or the next oldest. The second. The oldest one or the second, because the next two or the next one is a baby. The one after is a baby, so it's either the oldest one or the...
I think the older one is older than 13, because I want to say she was, like, she was a big girl, because I seen her on his page the other day. Like, I want to say she had, like, a prom recently, like, maybe high school or something. I think she's older, yeah. It's being reported that they were on their way to the Mamba Academy for a basketball practice. The academy is in nearby Thousand Oaks.
Wow.
Eyewitnesses are saying that they heard the helicopter's engine sputtering before it went down. They say he famously used a helicopter to travel for years. And you know, because if it's like right there, like a short distance away, it's probably just like an easy, like, all right, let's just jump on this copter. And it's like, boom, boom, probably like a little 20-minute up and down from Thousand Oaks to Calabasas, something. They say he was known for even taking a copter to the Staples Center when he was playing from Newport Beach
That's
to the
crazy.
Staples Center. So they have four daughters. Gianna was one.
Yeah,
Natalia,
they just had a baby.
And Bianca,
yeah.
And then their newborn is Capri. They already got a memorial outside of Staples Center. A lot of fans are out there.
Yeah, it says Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter crash. Daughter also killed.
So his daughter Gianna, the one who was they reporting was on the helicopter as well. She is a basketball player herself, a rising star. That's why they were on their way, I guess, to the camp.
Mhm. Oh, no, that's the scene. That's not the actual helicopter, right?
Where?
The video on TMZ.
Yeah, that's just the scene.
Oh. Damn. Poor thing. 13 years old.
She looked just like him too, just light skin. Just like him, like twins.
That's crazy.
Sad. So yeah, I don't even want to do what blows my mind, because I ain't got shit anyway. So we're just going to get ready to get up out.
Right.
646-716-8544. Last call for alcohol. You can chime in on anything we've discussed for the day. crazy situation with Kobe. In the meantime, in between time, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Follow us on Instagram, Hollywood and Friends. We'll post updates about the Kobe situation as it develops.
Right.
Judy Blue, where they can find
you? Judy.Blue, B-L-U, like Hampton Blue, on Instagram. Judy Blue on Facebook, Judy Blue on Snapchat. Here every Sunday at the same time. You can check us out. Check out our YouTube at Hampton Blue.
Yep.
And yeah, that's about it. Where can they find you at?
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Hollywood. Follow our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue. Thanks for tuning in. However you're tuned in, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, iTunes, whatever. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week, same place, same time.
And we out.
We out. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.